Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. We're going to be talking about the great positives of reverse mortgages right now. Craig, open up the phone lines because Patty Wood is here. And anybody who has a curiosity or questions about getting yourself a reverse mortgage, which in other words means getting a monthly check that will have your home pay for itself. It's truly a wonderful thing. And I'm thinking of all the people out there who do not, either they exhausted their savings or they know they don't have enough savings to last until the end of their lives. Most everybody I know, they don't have enough money to go all the way.
Right.
I'm an example of that. I mean, that's why I'm still working. And it's a solution. It is. So welcome to the show, Patty.
Hi, good morning, John. Thank you.
How's business?
Business is good. It's picking up. Interest rates are still there. But I do remind people that with a reverse mortgage, because you're not making a payment, and if you need to pay off your existing mortgage because you're struggling making those payments, a reverse mortgage is good for you.
And also to people who paid off their house.
Correct. People that paid off their house that have all this equity, that's what they've, you know, they bought their house many years ago, paid it off, and now they have a house full of equity. It's like, take out some of that money and use it so you can live a more comfortable life.
I would like to use it to get a big screen TV for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have our things. By the way, are you going to watch the games tomorrow?
Oh, yes.
How about the Super Bowl? Where are you going to see the Super Bowl? Because the casinos here in town have Super Bowl parties. I looked into this. I went to one a couple of years ago. It's a lot of fun, even if you're not into football. I think the Atlantis was charging $250 a person for their big Super Bowl party with drinks and food. $250, and it sold out.
Wow.
And I went online. Peppermill's $150 to attend the Super Bowl party. And the least amount of money I saw to pay for a Super Bowl party was the Nugget was $90 with the food and the drink. And Boomtown, $75 for their Super Bowl party.
Wow.
Have you ever gone to one of these?
No, I you know, I'm a homebody. I like to be home. I like to cook myself. I like to make fun things. And so my husband and I usually just stay home, maybe have a couple friends over, some neighbors, and then we watch it.
Now, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, okay, besides a big screen TV, what else can people do with these checks from on reverse mortgages?
Well,
what have you seen people do? And you've known a lot of people who did this.
Yes, I've seen a lot of people do various things. Some people like to do remodels to their house. Some people need a new roof. Some people need a new car. Somebody wanted to help their children purchase a home. It's unlimited, pretty much. You can do
anything.
They
don't care what you spend the money on, do they?
No, they do not care what you spend the money on. They discourage you from getting into an annuity because that ties up your money. And the whole point of getting a reverse mortgage is so that you have money in your hands, in your pocket, in your savings, whatever you choose to do with it.
What surprised me about it is that this money, which could amount to a lot over a year, is not taxed.
Correct.
How is that possible?
Well, because this is money that you've already paid taxes on. So
okay.
you're just taking out the money now, and it's your reward for either paying off your house or, you know, paying down your mortgage. Let me go back to some basic things. You must be 62 or older,
okay. And
have some equity in your home. It's all based on your age, your property value. We do an appraisal. And whatever the interest rate is, that's what determines how much you can get out.
How difficult is the process to sign up to do this?
You know, it's not difficult at all. I mean, it's because I do all the work, pretty much. I mean, I get, you know, it's very simple, driver's license, Social Security card. I mean, things that you have at your fingertips.
Do people pay you a fee to do this?
People do. They have closing costs, and it's, you know, your title, your escrow, your lender fee. If they go with the HECM, which is the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, that is FHA insured, so FHA charges a fee. And yeah.
Okay. HECM. All right. Reverse HUD reverse mortgage, right?
No, it's an FHA.
FHA. Okay.
Right.
What's HUD?
That's HUD.
That's HUD. Okay.
Yeah. No, but the HECM is the Home Equity Conversion Mortgage.
All right.
It's FHA insured, so your heirs or your estate never is out of pocket a dime once you pass away. You get to stay in your house for the rest of your life. However, if you choose to sell it, you can sell it at any time. There's a misconception there. Some people think, oh, gosh, if I get into a reverse mortgage, the bank is going to take my house once, you know, if I want to leave, I'm stuck there. Most people that get into a reverse mortgage, this is their forever home anyways. This is where they want to stay. But they can move if they have a spouse and they pass away and they want to move closer to family, all that kind of stuff.
Do people have a choice between reverse mortgage offers? You certainly have a choice between the FHA one and a regular one, right?
Well, the FHA one is the most popular.
And why is that?
Simply because it's got the most reasonable rates, number one. Most of the jumbos are proprietary reverse mortgages. So if you have a higher priced house or if you have a higher loan against the property and you need more money and you have the equity, then the interest rate is higher. That's why most people choose the HECM over a proprietary.
And the loan limit is actually really high. The FHA loan limit, it's over $1 million.
It is. $1,175,300. That's crazy. But yes, it is. And it's nice because there are people, like I said, that, you know, maybe they've had that $500,000 mortgage and when their house was worth $800 and now it's up over $1 million. And so they can still get into the HECM loan.
So they've improved the reverse mortgage over decades.
Oh, yes.
It was at one dark time back in the old days where
You didn't retain title to your home.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Whereas now, you still remain on title. If your property is in a trust, it remains in the trust. And so you don't have to worry about losing your home, per se. You must pay your property taxes and your insurance and maintain the home. But you're going to do that as a homeowner anyways.
You're only going to be upset after you pass on, right?
Yeah. Yes. No, you shouldn't be. And the nice thing, this is what else I tell people. You might as well take out, if you've got a lot of equity in your home, why not take out some of that equity and go do something fun for your family?
You can decide how much to take out.
Correct. Absolutely. You can, if you want to get a line of credit, and let's say, you know, you can get a line of credit of $100,000 and you have a family, you want to take them to Hawaii for a couple weeks or a week or whatever, you can pull out $15,000 and go have a really fun time. Then you know where their inheritance is going to. Spend it with them.
So the reverse mortgages now, when you talk about them, it sounds exactly like a home equity loan. Really, it sounds like the same thing. What's the difference?
No, the difference is when you get a home equity loan, a couple things are different.
Uh-huh.
When you get a home equity loan, you're going to be making payments. So when you get a reverse mortgage, you don't make that monthly mortgage payment. So you still pay your taxes and insurance. But when you get a HELOC, home equity line of credit, you get a certain amount of money. You have to pay it back. Sometimes it's limited to 10 years. And so at the end of 10 years, you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's never the case. When you get a reverse mortgage, we pay off your existing loan. And if you have enough equity, you can get a line of credit, you can get monthly payments, however you want to do it.
Yeah, that line of credit made me think of that. What are the different ways you can get the funds? There are monthly checks and what else? Line of credit.
You can get a line of credit. And the thing is that you do, the interest doesn't compound on your line of credit. Your line of credit will grow, but whatever you take out, that's the only thing that is going to accumulate interest. So if you don't need all that money right now, leave it in your line of credit. Your line of credit will grow over time, and then as your property appreciates, then you're still going to have a large chunk of equity in your property.
Even if you don't need the money, it's fun.
Well,
it's fun to have money. I've never been on a cruise.
Well, it's not so much even that, but the nice thing, I can tell you a little story real quick. I'll make it short.
Sure. No,
but
don't.
When I purchased my home, I built my home, and I got a line of credit because I was going to do the yards and this and that. Well, unfortunately, it was back in 2006. 2007, Wells Fargo called me and they said, "You haven't used your line of credit. We're cutting you off." That could never happen with a reverse mortgage. Once you have your line of credit, that's your line of credit for life. So, yes, it's nice to have a little nest egg that you can draw from at any time. It's, you know, money at your fingertips. If you have it in your home, then you've got to go through a process of getting a loan, any kind of loan, to get that money, which, you know, 30 days.
The payments aren't set up like a Social Security where the older you are when you sign up, the more money you get every month. I mean, they don't judge with reverse mortgages how much longer you're going to live, and you get a certain amount of money based on that. It's all a consistent.
It depends on how much you take out. If you take out.
Okay.
You know, it depends on that because it's either going to last you your lifetime, so you have to take exact amounts, or that's why I encourage the line of credit because you may need more the older you get if you become ill, or you may need more now because you have a kitchen to remodel or a bathroom to remodel or a roof to replace or a car to replace. So it all depends.
So the payments are basically based on how much you want and how much you're eligible for with your equity.
Correct. If you're getting monthly payments, if you want to set it up that way, which also you can change at any time. You can get a line of credit for now. And then if you... if you decide you're taking too much money and having too much fun, then maybe you want to reduce that and set it up so you know that it's going to last you for the rest of your life.
Can I get one big lump sum?
Absolutely. And the difference is, so there's a couple different ways you can do this. If you want one lump sum, then you have to go with a fixed rate. Right now, there's not a lot of people doing fixed rates because it's of the high interest rate that it's at. But if you go with an adjustable rate, the nice thing about the adjustable rate is that you're not making payments, so your payments aren't getting higher. But as the interest rates comes down, it's going to come down on your loan as well.
And they are coming down.
Yes.
Slowly.
Slowly,
but
they surely.
So adjustable would be the way to go there.
Huh? Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Folks, do you have questions? Are you considering a reverse mortgage? Patty's here for one more segment. 884-9910 is the number to call. Patty Wood with American Pacific Mortgage helps you set up your reverse mortgage and Heckam loan and everything we'll talk about next. But call us, 884-9910, if you have questions. I'm John Potter, back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1020.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter back with you. Welcome back. It's Patty Wood, American Pacific Mortgage, here for the next 7 minutes. 884-9910. If you have a question about how a reverse mortgage can help you out. Questions we didn't get to before. What kind of homes? You have a home. You want to use the equity in the home to get that reverse mortgage and to get those payments or the lump sum or the line of credit. What kind of homes qualify for a reverse mortgage, Patty?
Well, most of them, you know, single family home, if you have a duplex or a triplex or a fourplex, you can have, you know, rent out the other ones and have the reverse mortgage on the whole duplex. You can have a condominium or a townhouse or a manufactured home. If you have a manufactured home, it has to be on permanent foundation. If you're in a condo, it has to be FHA approved, but if it's not already FHA approved, that's something that I can do. What we don't do is on raw land. You cannot get a reverse mortgage on raw land. It has to be a home.
And somebody had raw land and talked
to
you about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, they wanted to. Because they had a manufactured home on the property, but it wasn't on permanent foundation. And he also had a wood-burning stove, which he can't get insurance for that. So you have to be able to insure the home. You have to have property insurance on the home.
Wait a minute.
I know. Let's not even get into insurance thing.
I had no idea. You couldn't get insurance if you have a wood-burning stove?
In a manufactured home, correct.
Oh, in a manufactured home.
Yes.
Sheesh.
Yes.
So it has to be your primary residence.
Yes, correct. It's got to be owner-occupied. In order to get a reverse mortgage, must be your primary home. You can have several rentals if you want, but this has got to be your primary home where you live. The other thing I want to mention is that if you have an older parent and you're living with them and you are 62 and you're thinking about doing a reverse mortgage, then we'll simply put you on title. And then you both can be on the reverse mortgage. You can stay in the home and take care of your parent. And you can still, now you can live in the house for the rest of your life.
How many reverse mortgages can you have?
You can have one at a time, but you can do several. I've had people that have moved into, kind of funny, but I have one gal, and she moved into a townhouse. And after a year, she didn't like it. So she sold it and bought another townhouse and lived in that one. She bought a house first and then decided that was too much for her. So then she did a third one. So you can do as many as you want to move. That's your choice. But you can only have one at a time, and it must be your primary residence.
I love how honest you are about this, because you bring up the pros and the cons give the straight talk.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that. Why are closing costs so much on a reverse mortgage?
Well, first of all, it's because it's an FHA insured loan. And what that means is that, like I said, your heirs will never be out of pocket a dime. If your home flips upside down, you got a reverse mortgage, you lived another 30 years, so you sucked out all the equity because home values went down. And when you go to sell it, if it's not worth as much as you owe, then you just sell the home and FHA pays the difference to the lender, whatever the difference is, if you're short. So that's one of the big factors. They charge a 2% upfront fee. So if your property is worth $300,000, you're going to be paying, $6,000 in their upfront fee.
The process seems pretty simple to get this reverse mortgage. You don't need an estate planning service?
No, not at all. This is what, I specialize in reverse mortgages. This is all I do. I've been doing them over 16 years now, so I know them inside, outside, upside down. And I come over. What I like to do is you call me, we talk about, the reverse mortgage if you have enough equity in the home, and then I come to your house and I fully explain it to you. So you know exactly what it looks like on paper for you, specific for you. Some people ask me questions, but I like to have it specific for them, because what is your house worth? What is your age? How much equity do you have in the property? That kind of stuff.
There's really nothing to fear about this, and there's even a grace period. You can change your mind, and if you don't longer want the loan, you get, 3 calendar days?
Once you do your application, it's just an application. Mm-hmm. If we get the appraisal comes in, it's not what you thought it wanted to be, or you know, what you thought it was going to be, and you don't want to do it anymore, that's okay. You just got to pay for the appraisal, but you don't have to do the reverse mortgage.
So the appraisal is some expert coming out and looking over the
correct.
Home, right?
Yes, it's a licensed, FHA approved.
Well, good, good. That's the appraisal. Way things should be, you know, on the level and everything. Patty, awesome learning more about reverse mortgages. The big lesson I get from this, from our talks every month, is how easy this process is and how beneficial it can be to folks who just do not have the savings that they intended to have.
Yes.
And to get that monthly check is some people I know, they absolutely love it. So we're wrapping up, so give us your contact information for the folks out there.
Okay. Well, my email is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, period, Wood, W-O-O-D, at apmortgage.com. Or you can reach me at 775-954-0366.
Awesome. All right. And it's
thank
always
you.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you, John.
See, I'm out of questions. It's such a simple thing that next time you come, I don't know what I'm going to ask you.
Oh, that's okay. I'll bring us a cheat sheet.
Yeah, bring me a cheat sheet.
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks, Patty.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines for anything you want to bring up at 884-9910. Maybe something about also what Chuck brought up about the primary and the caucus in Nevada. 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News next. FM News Talk time 10:30.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. Current temperature in Reno is 45 degrees. See how live and local we are there? We expect rain by late Wednesday. I love it. It'll be a cold rain, I think, but it's rain. You know, people like you and me, we feel the rain. Others just get wet. A great first paragraph in the Wall Street Journal this morning. Got to read this because, to me, as a former news writer and broadcaster, I really respect good writers who can really write. Check this first paragraph from the Wall Street Journal. Check this out. I don't want to bum anyone out, but we have reached the second to last weekend of consequential North American football. Yes, I know there's the Pro Bowl flag football ridiculousness on February 4th, and starting in the spring, there's the launch of the UFL, which I guess may appeal to gamblers and football diehards in the same way that stubbed out butts in an ashtray appeal to a chain smoker at 4 in the morning. So that's a topic, too. The championship games with football tomorrow. Who are you going with? Are you betting? What's your prediction? That's all I know about sports, so you'll educate me. 884-9910 is the number.
Hey there.
Now,
one really quick thing before we deviate from sports is for the second season in a row, our sister station, KCMY, is going to be airing San Francisco Giants baseball. And we start with the preseason, 15 preseason games on February 24th, with regular season starting at the end of March and going through the end of September. And that will be on AM 1300 for the day games and AM 1300. And at this point, Cowboy Country 102.5 for the evening night games. So we look forward to having our Giants fans tune in to hear the game.
What about my country music?
Oh, it's there. It's there. Just to, you know. 102.5 isn't going to be interrupted except at night. Yeah, so yeah.
Well, okay,
so you can still fall asleep to it at most times.
Well, so 102.5, when they do the evening Giants games, I can flip to the AM, right?
No, it'll be simulcast on both of them.
Oh,
the game will be on both stations as of this point in time. And our illustrious leader may change his mind on that. But
no, I love that decision. I think that's a good idea.
You're listening, right, Jerry?
That reminds me, you know, the good news about the employee shortage being so bad is that long-haired freaky people can now apply. Jerry said, "You look like a fine, upstanding man. I think you'll do." And, you know, I took off my hat and I said, "Imagine that. Huh, me working for you." This is just a little story there. I'm telling you, people who are under 55 don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, now to the latest in cancel culture. Folks, we can make this a regular feature on this program. This one just kills me. Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon, has been besieged by the woke this week, who want to change the school mascot from pioneers. Let that sink in for a bit. Lewis and Clark College might have to drop their pioneers mascot because the name is, quote, linked with settler colonialism. Pioneers not allowed at Lewis and Clark College. This is what their own college president says. It is linked with settler colonialism. The process has so far included over this banning of pioneers, their athletic team. The process has so far included a 19-member steering committee, community meetings, online surveys. The committee will present a recommendation this spring. What's the next step? If they're changing the mascot from pioneers, you might as well change the name Lewis and Clark, right? I mean, if they want to get rid of the pioneers mascot, you could argue the name Lewis and Clark is worse, right? They were awful pioneers. This has happened here in Nevada, too. Our state has a fascinating history. Basque, mining, Native American, ranching, gaming, divorces. We developed a culture unlike any other state in the Union. And if you travel through our state, you find many towns with interesting and symbolic names, including their school mascots. The tradition in Nevada in naming mascots is to have a symbol for students to take pride in their school. Elko High School chose Indians, chosen by members of the community and not named to portray negative racist overtones. Then, I think it was in 2021, former Governor Sisolak signed a law prohibiting schools from using, quote, racially discriminatory identifiers to rid schools of, quote, outdated and inappropriate mascots. Down went Old Reb, the mascot for UNLV, because some thought it reflected on the Civil War, i.e. racism. On the contrary, the name was chosen because Las Vegas was the South in southern Nevada. And at that time, the only university in the state was in the North. It was kind of a natural. It was a play on history. And, you know, wasn't meant to be that serious to have the guy in an Old Reb costume. And we lost other mascots, but not in Elko, Nevada. Because soon after Sisolak's decree, the Elko County, Nevada School District voted unanimously that Elko High School can continue using their Indian mascot. There in northeast Nevada, the Tiahmoc tribe of the Western Shoshone told the Elko County School District to keep the name Indians as the high school's school mascot, even though outsiders like the Reno Sparks Indian Colony cited Elko High School's mascot as offensive. Well, the local tribe there, they didn't see it the same way. And, I honestly don't see it that way either. Now, I do have an issue with Elko High's school color, and that is burgundy. The Elko High School color is burgundy. Burgundy is nice for beets and cranberries, pomegranates, and orangutans. But they like it. It's their way, and I respect it. Actually, I would bet they chose burgundy for the Ruby Mountains there Is that right? I don't know. But I don't believe in changing mascot names. I think if you take offense to a mascot name, that chip on your shoulder is dragging you down. The Reno Sparks Indian Colony and the governor and many people considered Elko High's Indians mascot offensive. I wonder when they're going to want to change our county's name from Washoe. That's an Indian word. And I thought those names were tributes to our Indian tribes and nations to show how much they are a part of Nevada. I don't understand it. It's like it's like there are two genders. Oh, no, there's 17. I mean, I would not be a kid today for all the money in the world. Well, Ashley, I would, but it is natural for people who have lived a while to look at the current set of circumstances and compare them to the circumstances that they grew up in and they see today's as really wanting. But then again, you know, when I was a young person growing up, older people back then thought new things were terrible. So what's your take? 884-9910. Okay, let's go to the phone. Speaking of which, Blake is on the phone. Hey, Blake, calling about renaming stuff. I'm glad you called.
Morning,
Blake, go
God.
Ahead.
Hey. Yeah, just to bounce off what you just said, you would not want to be a teenage boy, let alone a teenage girl. Let's just say a teenager in 2024. It is a
I keep thinking that, Blake. You're
teenager.
Right. I know. Every time something like this comes up, I think the same exact thing.
Yes. And I 100% agree with you. Burgundy is a terrible color. Why not just go red? Why not go maroon? What are we doing here? Renaming stuff really doesn't do anything but erase history, I feel like. And that's what a lot of this is. I feel like it's like a campaign to just erase history, whether it's, Confederate statues, different Native American tribes. It's like they're trying to get rid of it. And what are they going to do once it's all gone? What are they going to be left with to be offended about? Like, what else is there to be offended about?
You know, you're right. They don't stop either. They just keep finding something new. But, Blake, they don't like pioneers at Lewis and Clark College.
Who would have thought? And then, you know, another thing, and I you might have to get Craig to look this one up. I can't confirm if it's true or not. But with, you know, Five Guys pulling out of California and stuff, and with them renaming stuff, I heard that they're going to be changing it to the 5 days.
Okay.
I'll leave you.
You see,
with
you
that
start
one.
A rumor, it's going to go everywhere, yeah. My friend.
I know. Especially in this town.
Now, as I recall, you're big into football, my friend. What do you have to say about tomorrow?
Man, I honestly haven't cared. I'm a Titans fan, so we've been out for a while. My wife is a Packers fan, so I was happy for her and everything. I'm really glad that the Ravens snubbed the Chiefs, and we are through with Taylor Swift and the NFL. Or are we, John?
I have a cousin.
Are we going to be seeing her next year?
I was very disappointed that the Packers lost that game. And I don't get the intense hate that some people have for teams. Now, you said you don't like who?
I just said that I'm glad that the Ravens beat the Chiefs.
Yes. That beat the Chiefs. Okay, so I have a cousin who just hates the Chiefs. Like, you can't believe.
Yes.
And my friend Kevin, he can't stand the Cowboys for reasons I can't understand, but they get emotional over this.
Maybe it's ancestral.
I don't know. Good talking with you, Blake. Take care. Yeah. Yes, NFL championship game tomorrow, Chiefs and Ravens at noon tomorrow on CBS and Paramount Plus. And let me see, we have Lions and 49ers on Fox 11. That's going to be at 3:30 tomorrow. I don't know what the spreads are or anything like that, but I just got into football this year. I'm totally new to it. Yes, Taylor Swift got me into football. No, not true. And I am cheering for the Lions just to tick people off because got so many people here are for the 49ers. What do you have to say about the games or anything else or about this cancel culture business? Hey, 884-9910 is the number to call. I'm John Potter at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1049.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News Talk True.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local each Saturday, 9 to noon at right here. My talk, talking about Elko, kind of reminded me how much I love Nevada's small communities. I love, and I'm very nostalgic as time goes by, about our rural towns, our small towns, where to this day, still, an eighth grader with a good voice is chosen by his school to sing the national anthem before the Friday night basketball game before his team takes on the arch rival school, which is 25 miles down the county road, where tonight in countless other small towns all across America, family, friends, and neighbors may be standing up in the bleachers and solemnly holding their hands to their hearts and singing together the national anthem. That is still going on out in the rurals. You turn away from the big city-based network news and you visit one of the thousands of small towns in the U.S. and you realize this is who we really are. Go see a game in Fernley or Fallon, Minden or Gardnerville, North Valleys, Lovelock, Yarrington. See how the Golden Rule and American values are still sacred to those who hold strong against the cynicism of today. It's a wonderful thing. The eighth graders standing, singing the national anthem with the whole town standing in respect. It's still there. And this is who we really are. And you'll see, maybe America is going to be okay after all. We are a people whose natural culture has typically included a strong spirit and a real sense of fortitude. We have been physically robust people, Americans, no matter what color or creed or where we came from, tended to go out and play as kids, or we used to. We used to have access to, fresh air. Even the poorest of Americans typically had access to better food than most people in the rest of the world. Americans could stand up and deliver. We were accustomed to facing adversity. We weren't dissuaded by it. We had, again, fortitude, and forward we went. And I think World War I and World War II ended the way they did because of the way that we as a people were raised and faced adversity. I'm a history buff. Teddy Roosevelt, if you ever get a chance to read and you want to read a great biography of an American president, probably you should start with Washington and Lincoln, and after that, Teddy Roosevelt. He had an interesting life. There's a lot of drama in it, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of victory. But Teddy Roosevelt, as a boy, was physically very frail and weak. He was often sick. He was significantly underweight. But he forced himself through personal choice, through exercise, he forced himself to be more robust. And he had this philosophy of the dynamic life. And he went out and became a rancher out here in the West. And he, of course, ran up San Juan Hill with his friends, the Rough Riders. In the White House, he boxed every day. Before lunch, he'd run out to the creek that leads into the Potomac River, and he'd swim naked in the cold water in the wintertime. He just had this strong will. Now, of course, he did die at age 60, but he had this sense that he wanted to live a dynamic lifestyle. He wanted to be strong. And he thought that strong and robust people made a strong and robust nation. That people who could get out and live life would naturally form a culture and would hold up and support and sustain a nation that could protect and defend itself. And in life, you just need to be prepared for the just in cases. Read about Teddy Roosevelt if you ever get a chance, and do what you can to try to get more of that spirit into our society, into your kids, because strong cultures and people survive, and weak cultures and societies don't. And American culture and society have always been defined by our ruggedness. We are a people who had to cross oceans to get here, most of us. Some of us first came in the belly of a slave ship. Some families had to endure and survive literal slavery. Some families walked or took wagon trains across this vast continent, facing all sorts of threats and hardship to live out here in the West, right? People faced environments. They faced wolves. There were conflicts and battles among another people, newcomers or Native Americans. Everybody had a tough road to hoe. And you know what it did? It made us strong. It made us tough. And America stood taller in the world stage, in part because we are a rugged people. But as we have become more incredibly prosperous, as we focus more and more on leisure and recreation, we have become not what we used to be. You know, when I talk like this, I can kind of hear the patriotic music coming up behind me, like on Green Acres when Oliver was talking about how great America was, and the anthem would come on in the background. That's how I feel when I go off on this. We're going to break for Fox News. Be back. Give us a call, 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1058.